For any artists out there or for you listeners, if you want the latest and greatest in hip-hop, hip-hop news, what's going on in the world, definitely tune in to Hip Hop Digest.
I don't do the things that everybody do to make it. I had to sit down and think about it. I don't want it like that. All I can buy is cars and shoes, a bigger house, more cars, and I can, I want some more ass kissers. This is what rich do. This is what money is. If you really break it down, there's nothing you can really do with it. You're just stacking it up to give it to somebody. Because if something happened to you, you're not taking it with you. Once I start thinking like that, the desire for me to chase in this business and compete went away. I'ma just enjoy being a comic. Because at the end of the day, that's really the only happiness that I get, that I get.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show. It's your man, DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy, Kurt G.
And it's your boy, ED, E Green.
ED?
ED.
Oh, shit. What's wrong? The man's ain't standing up no more?
Oh, yeah, I ain't got them problems, D. That's another show.
Oh, damn. Well, he gave it with that erectile dysfunction on a nigga.
Let's say extra then. How about that?
All right, no doubt. So what I wanted to say before we start the show, when I listened to last week's show, and I was giving the Vegas report when I was out there, literally, I forgot the most important shit.
Oh, shit.
Oh, wow.
I forgot the important shit. Nigga, we's in this record store and shit.
Oh, my God.
Nigga, we's in this motherfucking record store, and this motherfucker, you know that record that comes on, no flags, zoom. No flag zone.
Right, right.
That shit came on. And what was the other part of that motherfuckers? The other
They know better.
Yeah. So this nigga, we in the record store. So after he gets done, you know, saying no flex zone, and then he goes into the they know better or whatever, how he says that, this motherfucking Egri was like, or apparently they don't, right on cue with the record. Nigga, I was laughing, I was giggling about this shit for two fucking days.
They say that shit 100 times.
Nigga, I could not get that shit out of my head, yo. That no flex zone.
I hear you,
nigga. Nigga, that shit was absolutely hilarious, my G.
I swear I wasn't planning. It just out the blue. And this dude was bent over.
Nigga, I was bent over because right in the gap when that motherfucker was like, you know, between the they know better and shit, it was like, apparently they don't. It was absolutely hilarious and shit, yo.
Heads out there talking about, yeah, you had to be there, but it was funny.
You had to be there. I'm telling you, this shit was...
The timing.
Oh, my God, the timing was perfect.
Oh, boy. Well, I don't even know who that kid is.
I know Mike Will made it, though. I did hear that.
But didn't it seem like the song was on the whole fucking time we were in the store?
It seemed like it. They was the whole fucking time that shit was playing.
Who they even got that shit pressed up on vinyl?
Nah, it was just over the system speaker. But, nigga, oh, my God, nigga, you really had to be there and shit. It was fucking hilarious, my G. So anyway, that's the end of that. So anyway, all right, that's what's good. Welcome back to the big show. We're glad you're really riding with us. Exactly. No doubt. Right. Now, anybody got any business related items that we should take care of?
Business hours.
Okay. No. Nobody got no business. Okay. Very good. Very good. Very good. So
we ain't making no money over here. No business.
Okay. Hey, how about just mind your own?
Yeah, there you go.
All right. So, all right, we're going to get into the first topic, and it is a big topic, and it's a topic that I would like to break down because we could take a victory lap.
Oh, shit.
Okay, but it would be wrong of us to take a victory lap on this first topic.
Really?
All right. Yes,
okay,
sir.
Okay, let me see.
All right.
Why would it be wrong?
First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is there hasn't been a number one song or album of the year yet in 2023, meaning from commercial rap artists. They say hip hop here, but I'm not going to insult the real hip hop heads in this show. It's saying 2023 has not yielded a number one song from a commercial rap artist or a number one album for a commercial rap artist. We are 6 months in.
Almost
nothing.
Seven.
Almost 7 months in.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Nada.
Okay. The commercial heads are a bit panicked. Okay?
They know better.
But apparently they don't.
There it is.
So I don't want to take a victory lap.
Why not, B?
Okay, because
real quick, B. Why not take a victory lap? I want to know why you're not taking a victory
because
lap. This is a chance for you to just go ahead and just pound these niggas.
Yeah, that is true. But what I would like to do is I have a mini soundtrack to this topic.
Okay.
I have a mini soundtrack to this topic, all right? And with the soundtrack, we can discuss maybe why this may be, okay? Not just take a victory lap, not just ground them up or whatever. All right, first song, okay, with this topic, the song on the soundtrack is, if you're listening in your head or maybe you can hook up some background music, is Boogie Down Productions, still number one, all right? So if you think about that, it's fucking phone and a commercial just popped up and now I got to get back to the article. Here we go. It says, hip hop is making history on the Billboard charts. Let me get my spectacles together. But not in a good way. According to a new report from the publication, there hasn't been a single hip hop song or album that has topped the top Billboard 100 or the Hot 100 charts in 2023. The decline marks the first time in 30 years that hip hop has been kicked off the top spot for this long since 1993. As Boogie Down Productions, I'm Still Number One, is playing in the background.
Wow.
All right. Wow. So the victory lap we could take is because I told you so. Okay. Now,
how did you tell him so?
Well, we've been predicting and hoping something like this would happen for a long time. Okay. But it is almost predictable. And the main reason is because the music is not important. The music, especially hip hop, is just one tool that you use to garner fame and income. Social media, the TikToks, the Twitters, the shit are more important than the music.
Bing.
Okay.
Ooh, my nigga.
So
bingo.
The music itself is just one exactly. Tool, which isn't even the most important thing.
And that's what's fucked up.
But someone would say, doesn't that apply for all pop music? That the socials are more important?
It applies to all of these fucking jobs. It applies to sports now. Niggas is out to keep their images out there. It applies to every damn thing. But
yep.
As far as this music shit, these niggas, especially hip hop, these niggas love to be out here talking about the shit they doing on the side and everything else that's going on in their life that we never even used to know about these niggas. You know what I'm saying? When we came, we didn't know what was going on with these niggas. We just heard their music. We liked it and we enjoyed it. We went to go see them in the concert and that was that. Now these niggas is all about putting everything they do out there, and you got so much access to these niggas that the music almost isn't important.
All right.
So, I didn't mean to throw you off the rails, killer, but I just wanted to make that point.
No, and that's a good point. That's a good point. Number two on the soundtrack to this topic is Digital Underground, same song. All right. Billboard theorizes that the decline is due to the most popular and reliable artists like Meg and Young Thug are not dropping new material due to legal and other various issues.
Why they go down
okay?
that road?
Yeah, I don't know, but I'm just reading a copy. It says viral rap favorites like Lil Durk and NBA Youngboy have not yet reached crossover appeal. Pop and country albums like Miley Cyrus and Morgan Wallen have also had lengthy runs on the Billboard Top 100, and rap is unable to knock those folks off the number one and two perches. Now, That's why the Digital Underground record, same song. All right? What's Meg and Thug gonna make that's any different, or NBA Youngboy than anybody else?
That's, you're talking about hip hop.
No, I'm talking about
this rap.
Right, exactly.
As far as the same song also goes, with all that shit sounds the same, a lot of it. They use the same tools to make their music. There's really no differentiation between them. You just almost, when you hear somebody rapping, you're like, who is that? They almost sound exactly the same because of the fucking auto-tune. So you don't know who the fuck you're getting. Wow. So this shit gets tiring after a while. So same song is exactly right.
All around the world.
Same song.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? That's the number two record on this particular soundtrack of this topic. And it is very important. And Young Bulls, look, I know Young Bulls will be like, fuck y'all niggas. Y'all don't know the lyrics to this shit. Y'all don't know the vibe to this shit. But you cannot... you cannot get around Kurt G's explanation. Everybody uses the same kit. Everybody uses the same hookup. You know, what's that young boy, that 12-year-old? I'm going to show you how to make
on YouTube.
Every trap beat ever made. And he pulls out his computer and he gives you a tutorial on how to make every trap beat in about 5 minutes ever made. It's unbelievable. And cats go in. That's the vibe. Okay. Sure. That's what's up. Congratulations. Okay. Same song. All y'all mofos make the same song. When it comes to Meg, she gonna make the same bra and panty joint. Right? A little bit more on the bra and panty joint later, but she gonna make the same stuff. You know what I mean? All right. As I go on. All right. The third record in this, soundtrack is Nas. Hip Hop Is Dead. All right, that's the third record here.
You heard the death auto tune?
Hey,
that
B,
didn't work.
I didn't use the death auto tune. Just Hip Hop Is Dead is, I think, is a little bit more appropriate here. Let's see. Let me go past this part here. They talk about the 2010 quickly. They do. That's why I say Hip Hop Is Dead here. People going to get offended by this. I'm sorry. They do talk about how these people, artists with staying power like Kendrick Lamar, Nicki Minaj, J. Cole, were called the Mount Rushmore of the 2010s. Okay? He said, according to Billboard, these rappers are still going strong and outperforming the genre's younger stars. So they have a little picture of the Mount Rushmore. They got your boy Blackface is on there. Blackface is on there. Okay. Kendrick is on there. Nicki Minaj and J. Cole. Is that an accurate 2010s Mount Rushmore?
Pretty damn accurate.
That's pretty accurate,
That's
I think.
That's pretty damn accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
Did you say Gucci?
No.
Well, Gucci's earlier than that.
No, he's earlier than that.
He's been around for a minute.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's
been popular for a long time, but he came around before all that.
Really, to be honest with you, we're talking about generations. These four are really, they're like Kanye's grandkids. You know, because it was Kanye with the 808, and then that's when, who's that SoundCloud rap nigga? Oh, that nigga from Chicago. Them niggas, his generation.
Chief Keef
and them. No, not Chief Keef and them niggas. Oh, fuck. That's, I didn't do the proper hookup like I wanted to.
You got the wrong audience right here with you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, but anyway, but these, when Nick, by the time Blackface and Nicki and Kendrick and all them came, they're almost like Kanye's grandkids of that different type of rap. Although, you know, I know everybody likes to give Kendrick a big pass, and everybody still is giving J. Cole pats on the back, but I'm sorry. You know, these niggas on some weirdo shit. Like Kanye, his grandkids.
Cole
on that weirdo shit, nigga.
Nah,
not totally on, weirdoed out.
Nah, not Cole.
Okay, all right.
Not Cole. I would give you Kendrick. Okay. Kendrick can step out there and go left real quick on you.
All right. And Nicki Minaj is just standard bra and panty.
Right.
Yeah, she's standard bra and panty.
And weirdo.
Yeah, she do be doing that. But it's those fucking... whatever the fuck she be doing, that I really would like her. I really would like her a lot if she would just rhyme, because she got skills.
But
that's no doubt.
Okay.
But she with all that extra shit, That high voice pitched Barbie bullshit, I can't fuck with.
But that's why it really matches up to the Nas record, Hip Hop Is Dead. You're gonna get a hit and miss from this Mount Rushmore. Okay? Okay, you got your man, last album is supposed to be some old y'all need to catch up later on some phony house.
They still ain't catch up.
Yeah. Apparently they don't.
But guess what? you might not like it, but that shit's coming down the pipe, my nigga.
Oh.
Dance music is a coming.
Oh, okay.
It is a coming to the forefront.
Ah, yes, and I'm glad you said that. See, everybody on this show is just so in tune. The last record and the last paragraph to this topic is by the record which you would think here is Jungle Brothers, I'll House You from 1988.
Oh.
Ah, here we go. The last paragraph, he said, so how can hip-hop nearing its 50th anniversary prevail during this questionable time? Billboard speculates that the genre could be nearing a dance-centric movement while Latin music and EDM continue to rise. Son, we've been here before.
We have. All right? And dance music is a coming back.
And then yeah. I don't believe that dance music will come back. It won't even
not,
be...
Not in the form that you like to hear it, but it's coming back in the form of that hip house type of form.
No.
I can hear it, my nigga.
I can't not even from these see new, these niggas.
Not, you're not going to hear niggas that's on this trap shit rhyming over that shit. But you're going to hear younger niggas, weirdo type of niggas rhyming over that house type of beats and doing it, my nigga.
I'll have to settle and sit back and wait on
I'm
that.
I'm already hearing niggas. When I was, my nephew just got married. Congratulations to him.
Yo, again. No doubt. Congratulations.
Just got married over, shout out.
Which one? Father's Day weekend.
Who was that? Kadeem?
Yes. Kadeem.
Shout to Kadeem. We know yes. Kadeem. What's
yes,
good?
Yes, he got married over the Father's Day weekend. And I'm at the wedding, and there's niggas rhyming over Baltimore type of beats now. And they were playing some of those tracks. I'm like, oh, shit, this new? Niggas is rhyming over them type of beats already. So this up-tempo's coming.
Okay. All right. So Kurt G's hearing it under some undercurrent Baltimore club type tracks.
Hold on. You hear that? I think I just heard Freedom Williams pick up a pen and a pad.
I'm not Freedom Williams. That's Dinosaur for you niggas out there.
Yeah. You got to catch up.
The Paleozoic area, my nigga. That's way back. Fucking crusty, diamond crusty.
Oh, shit. No doubt. So all that being said, hip hop here with no number one, or I should say commercial rap with no number one, has the commercial people and the aspects of commercial people a little panicked. Because for so long, they've heard this shit whack. For so long, they heard y'all niggas ain't ... And now, you know, with nobody being able to knock off Taylor Swift, but I think that the thing that is also very important, and I think that is the most important, is that the aspects of hip hop, the thing that made hip hop different than any other genre of music, has been destroyed. And that is the aspect to weed out old heads if you must, okay, but be replaced by the newest and freshest. Okay, the newest and freshest aren't the ones that's just being taken on. It's just a retread
exactly
of the previous iteration.
Same song,
you know.
All around the world.
No doubt. So I think that's the most important. See, because when you don't allow better MCs to knock off the dead wood.
And you don't even allow better talent.
Right.
Not even better MCs. Niggas that are talented.
Better producers.
Right.
You know,
everybody's producing the same track.
And I don't care who that is. You know, the aspects of biting, which used to be a tenet of hip hop.
Top three.
No disrespect to anybody who brings in anything new. But I'll tell you something. Kurt G, you said it last show when you was like, you don't even listen to New York because every fucking
was it show? It was a topic. I didn't. It was a topic that was supposed to come up. But we didn't bring it up.
Okay.
At the end, he said, doop, doop, doop. And I said, you didn't bring that shit up.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay,
that's
maybe
right.
You
we
didn't
talked about
say
it pregame. We talked about it pre-show.
But the point I'm saying is that every fucking body is doing it.
Right.
biting like it's no big deal, not leaving the New York up to the innovators,
right,
and the people who invented that.
So King Killer, you said everybody's doing it.
Everybody who, let's say you want to be, you consider yourself a real rapper.
Mm-hmm. Like, right. Wait a minute, a rapper?
A real MC.
A real MC.
Okay, right. MC. Okay.
You won't even be able to come in and do your own shit without having to, if you're a real MC, you got to rhyme over the new New York type of beats because you don't want to rhyme over the trap shit. And if you're a trap rapper or a rapper that rhymes like a down south rapper or whatever, you got to rhyme over trap beats. You can't rhyme over something different. You can't come in on some organized noise shit.
Right.
Okay. You got to rhyme over a trap beat because you're from the south.
Right. Just like Chicago niggas all got to do drill. You know what? Well, everybody else is biting drill anyway from your city drill. But still, but that's the point I'm saying. The tenants that made hip hop fresh and that would flummox major label owners, okay? Because they say since 30 years, since 93. But if you really look at the years from, let's say, 84 to 93, you look at those years, fuck, major labels were like, how the fuck, how are they doing it? How are they doing this? How are they selling records at a clip that we can't even imagine? I'm pouring millions into the new Lionel Richie rollout, okay? But fucking somebody...
Back on the block.
Right.
But Houdini is outselling them.
Well, exactly. You know, exactly. I'm pouring millions into Lionel Richie rollout, but then you got people like Houdini and MC Shan first week blowing them out the box, okay, on sales, you know? That... But the tenets of hip hop is not even there, you know. So that's what's up, yo. You know, hip hop. You know, commercially, they're panicked.
Well, they what they need to be is out here getting it back in the lab and restructuring their whole fucking lineup, saying, you know what, fuck this shit. We had a good run. It's over. It's time to go this way now.
That has to happen organically. I don't know. I tell you what. These well-paid, or at least fronting like they well-paid heels out here, trust me, they won't be around long if these number one records don't start coming.
Oh, for sure.
So,
well, as long as people go see them, they're going to be all right.
Okay, possibly.
Yeah, but are those folks that you're talking about, they're not doing stadiums. They doing nightclubs and shit like that.
Oh, yeah. But that little couple pennies that they make, whatever they make for the night, they little 50 grand or whatever, they happy with that.
So Swerve, like I said, people in the show are so in tune, right? You don't even know how in tune you are, all right? Okay, this is another side topic to the part of hip-hop. Commercially, and I hate to call it hip-hop, but I'm seeing commercial hip-hop maybe in decline, okay? Hot 97 Summer Jam is in decline. Yeah, I'm just saying, this is a quick stat. This is a quick situation where you may also say this is an indicator, okay? In 2003, the festival moved to then Giant Stadium, and now later Meadowlands Stadium. I guess it's called MetLife Stadium now, okay? Because it needed more capacity. The capacity was 85,000 in that stadium. They had to move in 2003 to that stadium. Now, in 2023, they had a Hot 97 Summer Jam in UBS Arena. That's where I took my daughter to see one of them BTS affiliates. And this only holds 19,000. There's a decline there. Okay?
From 85 to 19.
Yeah. Yeah. That Summer Jam is in decline. And this Summer Jam 2023, look, I'm not reading the headliners and who was there. Don't matter. Okay? It had today's commercial rap stars, okay, at only 19,000. That's a good amount of money. People still got paid, no doubt. But that's a far cry from 85,000 out the Meadowlands.
Also got a question. Did it, there 18,000 or 19 whatever seats?
You know, I was seats, right, but did it
sell out?
Right. I was looking for that, and I could not find whether the total attendance, but I was looking for that. Okay. but I'm just saying. So that's just a small blurb to let you know that not just on the commercial charts, okay? Mm. Not on the commercial, because trust me when I tell you, if Taylor Swift show up top.
Oh, come on, that's a football stadium.
Right.
Not a hockey stadium, sorry.
She's at the stadium.
Football stadium wide open, getting it all.
All right.
She in a they in a Disney on Ice stadium and shit.
she can fill two football stadiums. So she getting it right now.
So, all right. So, and then to close out this topic here, well, not really. I still got kind of two more things, but we're getting to the end of this particular topic. Who the fuck is Trippie Red? Is that Tripoli or is that
Trippie Red?
Trippie Red. Okay, somebody by the name of Trippie Red, a young boy. Okay, maybe a goofball, but it's very interesting. He says that the reason why hip hop, the commercial hip hop, is on decline is due to lack of unity.
Oh, well, that's not goofball.
Okay, right, right. It's interesting. You go through the article. He said that, you know, we need to really get back to unity, okay? And he a young boy.
And good music.
Well, now let me tell you something.
That would unify.
Now let me tell you something here. As I'm looking this cat up, right, I looked at his newest record, Mr. Red. He got a record called Took My Breath Away, right? And, son... Well, it ain't trap. Son, well, you might actually want to hear it.
You over there welling and shit.
Nah, I ain't welling. I ain't welling. And God damn it, by the middle end of the record, this nigga do his best Tupac impression. Son, it's unbelievable. I'm blown away because I'm betting that this little nigga ain't doing nothing but trap. Prior to this record,
a lot of
wait. Oh. Which Tupac? Which iteration of Tupac? Be the West Coast Suge Knight Tupac or the Tupacalypse Now Tupac?
Nah, the
strictly for my niggas Tupac.
It is his version of Tupac. What Tupac that is, you have to say for yourself. But I want you to
listen.
Yeah, and that's why I'm saying this on the show. That's why we're not playing no clips. I would like people to go listen to Mr. Red's Trippie Red. Mr. Trippie Red Took My Breath Away. At the end of the cut, he does his best Tupac. But I'm telling you, what will blow you away is the track.
Oh, okay.
I'm not saying it's just pure D, 100% like Nas. You know, made you look hip hop. That's not what you're getting. But what you are getting is an opposite in all the comments from the young bulls. This is old school. This is too old school. This is, I don't want to hear this. It sound like my dad.
Damn.
Yo, my God, son.
My dad music was good.
Your dad music was good, but he didn't like your music though.
Actually my dad did, but that's another story.
Nah, my mom didn't like my music, that's for sure.
My mom wasn't happy with it.
Okay. But. All that being said, but son, so this Mr. Trippie Red is not only right now, at least for one record, is talking it, but he's doing it. Now how long that lasts, who knows? But Kershie, you're familiar with Mr. Red, and he is...
He's trap.
Okay.
A lot of trap.
Okay.
He was in them comments. He got trapped in them comments. That's why you're talking about we need unity.
we need unity, but what unity between what? Is he talking about young bulls and the old head unity, or he's talking about unity amongst all the trap cats to try to get them together to try to unify and make this thing stronger.
Well,
they had a good run.
Well, yeah, they had a pretty good run.
You're talking 20 plus years of run.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, he's still generally a young bull, so.
I mean, he don't want it to be over because if you're just getting into this shit, you want this shit to last.
Okay. However, it says Trippie Red is commenting on the current state of hip hop. Ultimately, this was prompted by a tweet from somebody at headed Urban Music over at Spotify. It says that saying that hip hop needs new leaders who are intentional about dictating where the music and culture are going. Okay, now how many times have we said this here? These young bulls is getting dictated by people like the head of Urban Music at Spotify or any major label or social media companies. That's
or Mr. Cohen.
Whatever.
That nigga. They're being told
right
what they should be doing.
Exactly. So again, we need to get back to the real situation where the companies aren't running it, the hip hop, but that gets back into self-regulation.
That goes way back when hip hop was actually hip hop and we ran shit and they had to follow our trends.
Right.
We didn't follow what they told us to do.
Right. And the last, now this is the last part of this situation, as the young people are panicked about that, Mrs. Coilera.
Coilera.
Okay, my thank you, sir. She's strictly bra and panty from what I could see in the video. She says what ails hip hop, and she has the answer. She says, wow, you need to get a this back to the unity. You need to get an all-female rap song for the first number one hip-hop song in 2023. What she is proposing is a broad panty convention.
Didn't we already had an all-female rap song go number one? Wasn't that WAP shit?
I don't know. One?
Wasn't there a song called Ladies Night?
That was way.
That's old.
That was way back in the ancient ruins, my G.
Right, Mr. Peabody.
Yeah, that was way back in the ancient ruins. But Miss Leary, I did check out one of her videos, bra and panty to be sure. What I'm wondering is, can the lyrics carry the day? Bitch, I got bops. Pop the pussy like a percolator. I'm wondering if those lyrics can carry the day on a number one record up against Taylor Swift. I doubt it.
But she got bops.
She says she does, and she's saying that if you get all the females together and you convene this bra and panty situation, that's going to be the first number one hit. But we, we need unity. I don't even think Victoria's Secret is going to be involved in that because of the sheer number of popping.
It'll be the number one record. It'll be the number one record in the Macombo Lounge.
The Macombo Lounge. Whoa,
that's
way back in the time,
back in the day. I think the Macombo Lounge might be stuck under Excalibur. Man.
So
it's old school, my dude.
Yeah,
it is,
no doubt. So anyway, but that really clears out the young boys are in a bit of a situation. Their reputation is at stake right here. You know, that they couldn't carry on the number one situation. So
I mean, it had to end at some point, though, B. It always ends. It always ends.
And they had a very, very, very good run. If this is then, we sit
it ended
here talking,
for us.
It definitely ended for us. But if we're sitting here talking this shit, but these niggas might end the next fucking four months with number one week after week another run. But right now, hey, from where we're standing at, they've had a great run, a big run, longer than any of us in this room would think it would last.
Yep.
Indeed. And a lot of people would say, you know, fuck all that going back to Tupac shit. Just get back to whatever the people who was having number one records during that time had. Be a lot of trap, a lot of crunk, a lot of basic Southern style music, you know. I don't know. We'll see.
Just make good music that touches people. Now, you know what I'm saying?
But that starts with the lyric content. When you talking about I got bops, how many people are you touching with that?
You drive by in the hood and catch them windows down in the summertime, you'll see.
Where you touching them at? In the club? Because I'm trying to figure out, you got to go somewhere different. You can't stay in the same zone.
Right.
No flex zone?
Ooh.
They know better.
Apparently not.
All right, let me keep it rocking. Next, Joan on the Hip Hop Digest is, to me, this isn't hip hop, but it has an intersection of some things rap related. Pharrell Williams hosts Jay-Z, Wifey, and the Clips on his first ever Louis Vuitton menswear show.
Oh, that's right. He did take over that Louis Vuitton after the dude died. They gave him the position.
So I don't know really what this has to do with hip hop. I just was taking a look at your boy Hove and Wifey, and
that whole shit.
They look like they. You remember that part in Scarface where he was like, "Is this it? You looking like a bunch of rich mummies?" I swear to God, they just look. I mean,
just extravagant and extra rich.
Okay. All right. I guess they supposed to look rich, but God damn it. That shit tackier than a motherfucker, B. I don't know.
You ain't got the money to talk about that killer.
I don't even get that anymore.
No,
right?
I could never even sit there and do that shit. Even, nigga, if I could have a fucking $200 billion and I wouldn't be sitting at no fashion fucking show. That might be.
I gotta tell you, man.
That they call fashion, you don't even see nobody wearing this shit other than these niggas.
I can see myself cleaning up after Hov's dog for a good amount of money, my G. But
well, you know it's all pomp and circumstance.
Right, for real. But anyway, but so anyway, let me get paid. I'm not here to talk about Hov, his wifey, and his fashion. I'm talking about, again, the thing that involved Hov, obviously, him, the clips, who debuted a song who apparently was dissing Jim Jones. Now, we know Jimmy has a job application into a couple of people, okay? He has a job application, and he's hanging out in the lobby over at your boy. Yeah, he's hanging out in the lobby over at the Canadian embassy. Okay? And he's also in the lobby of one Jay Prince. Okay? Defending Drake heavily. This goes all the way back to the time when your boy was like, name five Pusha T records that you can rhyme off the top of your head. You can't name them. Hell, I can't name five Jimmy records either. But, ooh, you know, So anyway, the clips debut a record, you know, and this Louis Vuitton fashion show or whatever, and I still can't get the image of your man with that motherfucking poodle purse, my G. Don't,
ooh,
hey,
for real?
Yeah, no, Pusha T.
Pusha T.
With that motherfucking
with the shorts on, with the tight shorts and shit.
With the thick heeled shoes and shit.
I was like, look at this nigga. Nah, what the fuck happened?
Nah, B.
Like, this is a sunken place.
So I'm gotta ask you: Is this coming from a hip hop mindset? Is this? Are we pushing the envelope here? Is this hip hop in full force at the Louis Vuitton jump off?
No.
Pushing the envelope, but while still staying in the culture by fielding diss records, Jimmy and the Clips. No?
No, sir.
Wow.
No, sir.
They don't go up together.
If he had pulled up in a different type of fashion, not the inclusion fashion, might have something to say. But he assimilated, and then I did hear a piece of the record, and what are we talking about?
I don't know. Here's a picture of Jay and Wifey. Man, they look
what do you expect,
crazy.
B? He wears his hair like Basquiat.
I just can't get used to seeing him with the hair on his head like that. Hey. I just can't. I can't get used to it, but hey.
He's a billionaire, B.
He's a Billy.
And speaking of, look, and your boys are made the runway. Yeah, see, you gotta see these guys in Louis Vuitton, the clips. And full Louis Vuitton regalia.
I mean, you know, they in different circles now.
I know you say Lord willing.
Lord willing. I'm telling you what, that's in my top five best albums, my nigga. That Lord willing is crazy to me.
That's the one with them in the car on the cover?
Yeah, with Jesus in the back.
Yeah.
So... Yeah, I just find that whole thing to be quite a little distasteful, I think, for my taste. But you're right, they're so rich, you know, and they walk in so different circles that
when you're walking in that zone, you're so out of touch that you just put stuff out there and do things that is hot to you in your rich circle. That you guys find so astounding and so great. But then when you put it out to the masses and the masses go give it the poo-poo like, all right, whatever. You looking at like, what the fuck? Y'all niggas don't know what time it is.
I can almost guarantee you that I won't see anybody wearing these Louis Vuitton sweatsuits. Swear, I wish you could see it.
It's all good. I'll take your all's word for it.
I can almost guarantee you the average cat
on that bitch.
Well, you know they have handlers as well, right?
Yeah,
they have handlers.
You're gonna see some people wearing it, but it ain't gonna be some regular fashion wear because, first of all, regular people ain't gonna be able to afford that shit.
Oh, that doesn't mean they won't get it.
That means they won't get it, but it would be knockoff.
Yeah.
Mm. So, all right. So next Hop Gonna Hip Hop Digest is, now this to me is actually a great, great topic. Your boy Kendrick Lamar roasted for wearing fake Jordans. Mm. Kendrick Lamar for his birthday, threw his Joan up on Instagram and said, I bought me a pair of these, right? And clearly, Kendrick Lamar knew they were fake Jordans, and he was putting out, he's trying to teach a lesson here. So he had the Jonas for birthday, I bought myself. I guess talking about back when he was 15, he actually had a pair of these fake Jordans, right? But now, you know, obviously he's a rich and famous rap star, but to sort of give self-comfort and aid to maybe those who, you know, are scrambling out there, whatever, doing the best they can, he went and bought and put on a pair of fake Jordans. Of course, the comments, as you always say, you ain't gonna be dissing me in my comments. They was dissing the absolute living daylights out of Kendrick Lamar.
You don't understand, son. That is another fucking crew of motherfuckers. They like the beehive. The sneakerheads, my nigga, them sneakerheads are fucking nuts. They go hard. Them are the niggas that stand in line for fucking hours to get fucking new Jordans. Them type of niggas.
Mm. Yeah, but they didn't get the irony of it, though.
But they totally miss it because all they're focusing on is the sneakers. They sneakerheads, so they only want original shit, authentic shit. And this nigga with all this money, wearing some unauthentic, unoriginal shit, is like, what the fuck is you doing, nigga? Why are you out here with this fake ass shit on?
But they missed the lesson. They
totally missed the lesson.
They missed the lesson.
The lesson never meant shit to them.
That Kendrick is saying it's okay. That I understand because I was 15 wearing these phony Jones. Matter of fact, I got a pair on right now. It's okay. You know, the sneakerheads was just gassing the hell out of Kendrick. Well, I thought it was a wonderful gesture he did. And it is the total opposite of this Louis Vuitton fashion show shit.
Mm.
Yep. And that's why I thought it was a great, great situation. A total opposite. Your man who influences, you know, kids out there, shows up with fake Jordans on, and somebody, some kid somewhere was like, damn, yo, Kendrick, that's my man for life because of that. Because right now, I'm fucked up in the game, and that's all I can get.
Yeah, there's some kid who screenshotted that.
Yep.
Because he got them shits, and he's like, if this dude can wear them, get off my sack.
Exactly. Exactly. So, shout to Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar.
Indeed.
Dude, King Killing gonna tell you that he used to tease me when I had on my Kmart one stripers though.
I don't know if I was teasing anybody.
The joints that came in the bin with the string tied them together and shit.
Yes, with the hanger.
The hanger and shit. Yeah.
Nah, I wasn't teasing nobody because I had them joints on myself. I used to be down. I used to be in the window of Scott Stevens, like, oh, damn.
Scott Stevens, nigga. That was the authentic, right, original shits.
Damn.
Yeah, now they're looking at them, the real shits.
Yo, I got some R&B digest real quick here. Nita Baker drops Babyface from the Songstress tour after saying that she was experiencing cyberbullying from his fans. I can't even believe this shit. It sounds like some young bullshit.
So sure I need some context here because she dropped Babyface.
Yeah.
Because off the face of what you just said, you're saying she dropped Babyface because his fans did something?
Let me read the killer.
Let me give him a quick crib note.
Oh, my man, please.
Quick crib note.
Yeah.
It's her tour.
Right.
It's her tour.
Period.
Okay.
Babyface, Mr. Edmonds, is signed as supporting talent.
Yes.
Okay, so he's supposed to go on before her.
Right.
Apparently, somebody was late. Somebody's stuff didn't get set up. And it took a long time. And so it was cutting into her time. So it got booted. And then he went online, said some things without saying some things. And then his stans went crazy on her online. Because, you know, she has a history.
Right.
So
Of course. So now with that, okay, now I understand why she dropped him.
Okay, well, let me read.
Thought she just dropped him because the fans was coming at her. Why would you drop him because of the fans?
Well, this is the official copy. It says, after silently enduring cyberbullying and verbal abuse and threats of violence from a fan base,
babyface fan base is
our special
violence.
Guest, our supporting act. She tweeted, in the interest of personal safety, I will continue the Songsters tour alone and will make the appropriate refunds if need be.
How the fuck? I'm just understanding this, B.
So
I'm a little confused.
Okay.
Because
you got to read through the lines
this babyface fans, right? What kind of music does Babyface make? Because somebody answer that question.
I don't think
Making music.
Exactly. Okay, you answered that question. So if that's the type of, so his fans of his music is threatening violence. They're threatening violence from a nigga that's talking about giving you the sun, the moon, the stars, and the fucking mountain. And they're going to give a nigga a beatdown too?
So I got to think that what Swerve said got to help you read between the lines. I got to think that your boy showed up at the tour like a diva. You know what I mean?
He's been a diva.
Okay. Well, but still, you can't be a diva when you on the second fiddle.
Nah. Forget all of that you're about to say.
Okay.
Issue started when he tweeted a very up for grabs type tweet. And I wish you had it there to see.
Well, I'm going through the copy now. It says Babyface fans were not thrilled at the last minute change. Seemingly, it started attacking Baker, which led to a tweet following Kenny Crazy's online bullies. Babyface, please call off your fans.
Yes, so, that's Anita talking in her tweet.
Right.
But the very first date of the tour is when the shit went south. And the next day, he made a tweet that could be said that it was her fault. So his Kenny's Crazies or whatever they're called went in. And she took it for a while. And I guess she was like, yo, enough of this, yo. I'm not a young lady. I'm not for this. But as I said, we do understand that she has a history. Remember the whole Luther thing?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
But we understand what Luther was as well. Diva as well.
Yeah, of course.
So, you know, take it for what it is. My opinion, humbly, is that the way he tweeted, it was a sideways tweet. And that's why his people went in.
He didn't come off apologetic or none of that. He just came at a sideways tweet.
So it was a sideways tweet. I had to get it for you, send it to you so you can see it. It was right, a sideways. It left room for people to make up their mind how you really wanted them to think, so to speak.
Exactly. So I just didn't get why she dropped him because of the fans, but now I see this nigga started the shit. So he got dropped because of that.
That's what's up. I'm not gonna stay too much on the R&B digest. I actually thought it was super surprising. Even though Swerve is right, Anita does have a history of a very squirrely behavior in that way. Yes. But these are two R&B veterans. I mean, this is the type of look, you show up, you do your job, get money.
And Mr. Edmonds signed to be supporting act. He didn't sign to be co-headliner, headliner.
B, this is automatic money. Yeah, this is automatic money. B, this is just a show I show up to see. You know what I mean? Right. Because of the respect for the two artists. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, no doubt. By the way, the Commodore show was excellent.
It was.
Yeah. But anyway, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, here's some trouble here. Lil Wayne says he can't remember his own lyrics anymore.
It's all that.
I'm laughing because we know why.
The lean and weave.
The 40-year-old rapper, whose real name is Dwayne Carter, told Rolling Stone he doesn't know most of his lyrics, especially from the Carter 3, the Carter 2, the Carter 1. He was like, and that's just the honest, God's honest truth. He said, I can't lie. He said, I wouldn't even know what half the fans are talking about.
That don't even good, brother.
Well, that's not good for two reasons. One, you're still a young man.
Yeah.
to be having these type of problems? And two, how do you actually go out and do a show without having to lip sync? Unless you going to go out and you sitting out, you cramming the night before to get all the lyrics in so you can remember them for the show.
Or just putting the records on the playlist that he absolutely knows.
B, okay. How do you, okay. All right, so he admitted he doesn't really remember his own lyrics. I got to think, it's part of Wayne. He's been doing it since he's a kid. He's a part of him is a trained seal. You know what I mean? You throw some whale blubber out on the stage, yo, he'll do it. You know, I don't. So much about hip hop is so phony. I don't think I believe him. I don't believe him. I think this is just a thing that he's just saying. You know, whatever.
Conspiracy. Conspiracy. King Killer.
See, he's just saying this shit, trying to garner some kind of fucking sympathy, huh?
I looked at the topic and I wasn't going to bring it up, but I was just like, yeah, I just don't believe him.
It's impress.
You're lying, boy. You're just lying.
All right, no doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Masters of the Mic Tour. Celebrates the 50th year of hip hop with a heavy hitter lineup. This is basically Old Man Radio. I think they actually had some trouble with the tour. I don't know where it is in the state of
seats.
Is that what that was? Okay.
You're talking about Rock the Bells, right?
No, this is.
That's that LL Jones.
Is LL Jones the Masters of the Mic?
The one held at the football stadium?
It wasn't even that long. You said an 8-day trek will highlight hip hop's golden era. The bill includes Big Daddy Kane, Dougie, KRS-One, Rakim, Slick Rick, spot dates, EPMD, Roxanne Shanté. This is a crying shame. DJ Spinderella when it should be Salt and Pepper. Y'all, that's a shame. Yeah. For shame on y'all. Kicks off June 30th at the Essence Festival in New Orleans.
That's a different show.
Oh, okay. That's not the LL Jones?
That's not the LL Jones.
Okay. No. That's what's up.
I know LL was having some issues.
Yeah, he was having seat issues.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's interesting. Now, again, Young Bulls would clap back very quickly. Oh, yeah, LL having seat issues. You want to talk about Summer Jam? LL. You know what I mean? He can't sell.
Well, that's because grown men is paying mortgages, car notes, insurance, and groceries.
That's one reason.
To come up with that extra.
But the second reason that you shouldn't even be sitting here gloating and talking about seat, LL, nigga, this is music that just got made within the last 2 or 3 years, and y'all can't fill a fucking stadium.
I know. You're looking at people with 40-plus years
the
in.
Music that's still being played right now, and you still can't fill it. His shit was played long, long time ago.
Mm.
And still.
So, that's what's up, man. You know, that's all I got as far as the hip hop.
You forgot something.
What did I forget?
We talk about Braun Panty, and you did say earlier, you can go back and rewind. You said we'll get more on that later.
Right, oh, okay.
And here it is.
Oh, what's up?
So, excuse me, I'm off this Modelo. You've heard of the artist Sukiana?
Oh, okay.
I'm not familiar, but I'm in.
Yes, okay. She's a current Braun Panty princess.
Oh,
I guess.
Okay. All right.
I guess she was first on the scene crying online about signing her soul to the devil, all that kind of stuff. That was a couple years ago, but that didn't hold because she is back making music and doing her thing. And she's doing the circuit, right? And we are a couple weeks behind, and its story has gotten kind of quiet, but it is not a quiet thing because it's a bigger topic. What's the dude's name? Something Osiris? What is the dude who tried to porn kiss her?
Right, Osiris, right.
Yeah, something Osiris.
YK, I think it is.
YK, something like that. He tried to basically porn kiss her in front of some other dudes on a panel while they was doing some show or something. Real quick on this, he was absolutely wrong for that, because if that was some real brothers sitting there at that table, he might have got pounded out. if that was somebody's family member and they was behind in the green room, behind the curtain, whatever, he might have got pounded out. You might want to think that shit out before doing that. So there was a, I was watching it closely while it was hot online, and you had people who were obviously saying it was sexual assault, this, that, and the other. And then you had people who were saying, well, she talks in her music about eating somebody's booty hole and all this kind of stuff. I'm a son to a mother. I'm a father. I'm a brother. I'm a cousin. And I don't care what songs they listen to or whatever that, they're not going to be disrespected like that. Okay. I don't care if they were making the records. You have to be, and I know it's hard. I know it's hard because you look at Nicki Minaj, you look at Lil' Kim when she was squatting, you look at all of this stuff and you're like, woo, if that's how they gonna put it out there, then I can just, no, you can't just. You're putting yourself in deep jeopardy to lose your career, lose your life, lose your ability to think.
So I gotta be honest with you, I'm not familiar with this particular person. I can imagine if she's part of the bra and panty set, what type of music that she makes.
Absolutely.
This is simply, I think, a simple, the garden variety strip club rules here. You can look, but you can't touch it. And that's kind of, it's almost like a rite of passage 101, and somebody's telling you this, or at least you should be told that. Now, I don't know this Mr. Cyrus. I don't know what he's into. More than likely, now, this may be a generational change, and I'm only saying this for conversation. More than likely, these kids are coming up under the whole Donald J. Trump. You know, they let you do it.
He tried to get one in. He's still going to get one in. Maybe they came up under the Hunter Biden effect.
I'm a veer off because that's going to take me down a rabbit hole, you don't want to get into. So
they're all bad. But anyway, it's bad for these people to think that they could just touch on, feel on, and do any kind of stuff. It might look great.
Yeah, but again, that comes, there is. I'm not saying there is. I don't know. I'm not a young bull, but for a cat to do that, whether in the situation, whether he thinks it's part of his job of being a rap guy or not, it's to come up and feel like he can do that. I don't know, man. I think generationally, there's a lot of that, I'm assuming, amongst young bulls who do that. You know, just unsolicited booty grabbing, unsolicited kissing, whatever. I'm not saying it's new. I'm talking about the general acceptance rule. It may not have been new. You know what I'm saying? If you was in the spot and you act like you wanted to be a booty bandit, trust me when I tell you, you thought about that lesson. You grabbed the wrong booty and end up with a thrashing instantly. Yeah. You know what I mean? I don't know if this is true for the young bulls. Maybe.
Clearly not
know.
in that situation.
Yeah.
What's the little back and forth with you? What's his name again? I don't remember his name.
Oh,
yo.
Yeah, I don't know his
name. I ain't going back and forth with y'all guy.
Right.
Somebody else sitting there.
Yeah, the comedian.
The comedian dude. They not even, I mean, it was like they just let it happen. You could see she was uncomfortable. But even worse than that, I'm not going to get into the name of the R&B lady who has a radio show, but her, she had her on there. And her co-host or sidekick, whatever he is, he had me feeling mad uncomfortable. And I was wondering, was this lady going to let this continue? I mean, it was like flat out ignorant shit saying ignorant shit during the interview. When I say ignorant shit, like I want to eat, I want to put my face, you know, stuff like that. Or, you're supposed to be interviewing this lady and you're doing that. And I know, again, I know that a lot of these bra and panty songs are saying what they're saying. I know it is. And maybe because I'm almost 58 or whatever the hell, I can see it for what it is. But unless it's given to me, I ain't trying to take it, brother.
Again, I'm not. You got to put yourself in the mindset of a young bull. And I'm not giving any excuses to this kid. I'm just saying that everything from social media to every lyric to every bra and panty song, you know, it's about breaking niggas' pockets in order to, you know, to be able to do what the cats want to do.
Right. So, I hear you with that, but I also have to go back to this has always been a set. And it's also, to me, this is individual, B. To me, this is an individual thing. Because, yeah, niggas, they make these type of songs, and some niggas is just on it like that. They visualize the shit.
And schizo thugs.
If they feel like they got an opportunity to do something, like a nigga be like, man, if I ever got in the room with Beyonce, I'm telling you, son, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to get at her. You know what I'm saying? So it's that type of nigga, type of mentality where, damn, I got in the room with her. I'm telling you, I'm rolling up on her. So he got in the room with her, and that nigga ran up on her and thought he could do what he wanted to do.
So, all right, yo, that's what's up, yo. All right, so are we ready for that time?
Wasn't there something else we were talking about? Pre-game? I'm just trying to make sure we're clear. There was something else we said. I'll bring it up on the show. But I guess it'll have to wait.
Well, then let me go ahead and introduce it. It's the Digital Freaks Albums of the Week, brought to you by Matt and Peter.
Peter Johansson. All right. This week, brought to you by a man, Peter, is Crime Apple YDFWC ? 3. What that fuck did that stand for? I can make up some words for it, but I won't. It's YDFWC ? 3, brought to you by Mr. Peter Johansson. And then brought to you by our boy Matt is Mickey Diamond and OJ Smokeface. That's Mickey Diamond and OJ Smokeface. And then brought to you by myself. And yes, I did see that Matt put it on there too, but I'm taking it because I'd had it too. You got me before, nigga. I'm getting you this time. It's Charlie Smarts and DJ Ill Digits, Charlie Tate. That's Charlie Smarts and DJ Ill Digits, Charlie Tate.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for the Digital Freaks Album of the Week. Thank you for rolling with us. Again, like I said, we're still doing intermittent shows for obvious reasons. Everybody on that grown man and shit. You know, I mean, folk got work up around here.
Yes, sir.
Indeed.
They know the story. They know we ain't getting paid from this shit.
This is the epitome of For the Love.
Yes.
The epitome. When they do our documentary and 50 years.
They'd be like, well, these niggas definitely did it for the love. Because they definitely did. Money was not in the question.
Oh, no. I wish I could live how I live through the digest. I'd give my extra all, but we got jobs, y'all.
That's what's good. So,
I got something real quick.
Oh, here we are.
Y'all's boy is getting play on the radio right now, son. I was like, what the fuck?
Who's that?
October London.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's good music, yo.
He's getting played.
That is such a good record. 96.3
is playing his joint. It's getting regular play. I was like, okay.
That's such a good record.
And I was like, yo, this nigga, though, if the fucking estate ever gets a hold and decides they want to sue you, my brother.
But they can't get him for his voice.
I'm just saying, just to get it in front of a jury. When they hear his voice and hear that voice, he might lose. When they hear that music and hear Marvin's music, he might lose. Because it's so similar.
I ain't gonna wish no bad juju on him.
Oh, hell no. Nah, I'm hoping that because this is what you need. You need this type of a vibe and this type of something to keep it going, because the brother can sing.
Right.
But he definitely got that Marvin Gaye vibe all day.
Well, you know who got away with that? Devon.
Oh, Raheem Devon.
Raheem Devon.
He has the Marvin Gaye appeal.
But he didn't sound like Marvin Gaye. Like this brother here.
Yeah, he does. He really does sound.
If you close your eyes, you can almost hear Marvin with this guy.
No, but I think where they may get jammed up is that if you listen carefully, and I'm surprised you really didn't pick this up. The only thing he's doing, there is a sound, there's a similarity, but he is layering the same way Marvin layers his
voice.
That's
what I'm talking about. If you can't copyright that part. You can't copyright it, but if they decide to sue him and you put this in front of a jury and you just let them hear the music back to back, hear Marvin and hear him.
Can I give an analogy?
Nigga, it's
over. Can I give an analogy? There's a thing in I'm not sure, one of those photo editing programs called Ken Burns effect.
Right.
And it's, you know, I guess if you buy the program and it has that effect in there, you can just use it. It's called the Ken Burns effect. And what the Ken Burns effect is, taking a still picture and then zooming in on it.
Right.
It's so effective that people thought that it's like a moving picture. But Ken Burns, in his documentary style of filmmaking, invented that. Okay. Now, I'm sure Ken Burns licensed that whole thing. He got his money or whatever. You know, it's just like, you know, you're going to jam up somebody for using that effect? I don't know. Can you do that?
I'm saying that if they ever went that route and it went in front of, you're talking about, I'm not talking about us as far as knowing what the fuck is happening. I'm talking about you put it in front of a jury of people that just put the music on only. All they hear is the music. They go in the back room and they just hear this song, they hear that song. They're going to be like, damn. That they sound alike to me.
Action Ghostface Bronson.
But see, the difference is that the music and everything wasn't the same. The voice was similar, but the music and everything wasn't the same. This cat got the same, I mean, down to the kick, snare sounds, everything is damn near Marvin.
Your old Droog Nas.
But the same thing, the same effect. The music is not the same. This cat took the vocal layering, the music, the voice, everything is Marvin, my nigga.
I'm about to listen to it.
I'm like, jeez. And it's just the one song that they're playing on the radio right now. That shit is so Marvin, my nigga. I thought it was an old Marvin song when I first heard it off the break. I was like, what the fuck? Is that Marvin? I was like, no, that ain't Marvin. That's some new shit.
It's very good.
All around the
Snoop
world.
Snoop done put that money in. Song. Yeah.
All around the world, same song.
Oh, shit.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
Oh, we're still in.
I know. It was kind of the submarine talk, but not the submarine. It was the money.
Oh, okay.
Remember, we were talking about the money because it is what it is. Them cats got on that thing, and their destiny is being set. But we were talking about having the money and the wherewithal and non-wherewithal to freaking spend that kind of money to do that kind of thing. What did you say they had? They are disconnected?
No, well, money lowers. You have so much money. And money lowers your inhibition. There's a history of billionaires. They're doing very risky behavior. The Richard Bransons, the Steve Fawcetts of the world who have died, some have died, have done very, very risky things. And you have the money to pay Jeff Bezos to get on that Blue Origin, John. You have the money to pay, you know, because your inhibitions is lower. It's like, yo, he's charging $500,000 for that ride down to the Titanic. I'm doing it. You know, without even checking, like, yo, how safe is this, John? You know what I mean?
You were told it's not safe in some cases.
Right, you know what I mean?
But the owner went down with it.
Well, I mean, he a cat, too. He trying to get that money. You know what I mean? I don't know what to say. I just say again. I'm going to say, like I said, sort of job pregame. You know what I'm saying? In this situation, you hope they knew Jesus. You, at that point, you know, can work out some. Because, man, when you in that particular situation, I can't even imagine why you want to do that or jump on that Blue Origin, John. You know what I'm saying? Strapped to, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of liquid oxygen who could just go anyway, sideways, at any time.
Money makes you more of what you already are.
B, I don't know. You need to buy access to that.
Right. That's all about access and all about, when you get that type of money, a lot of niggas just want to buy that access.
I mean, you're right. I mean, do poor
regular people can't do?
Do regular people do that hardcore bungee jump off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's like I said, it's people that are thrill junkies who just do shit just because they'll parachute off the top side of a building and shit, jump, like the fucking parachute at the last fucking second just before the thrill of it. You know what I mean? Say, so that type of shit, niggas that do that type of shit, that's just what they love to do. But a lot of people with a lot of money like to do shit for access, shit that you can't pay to do. Normally, they ain't got to worry about sitting next to some Joe Schmo and fucking, you know what I'm saying, in a damn airplane. I got my private plane. Fuck that. I mean, everything's not as big as that, but a lot of people, that's what they do. They got money. I don't need to fucking sit next to these normal niggas. I'm going to do shit that they can't do. I'm going to go down here and look at the Titanic, nigga. You can't do that shit. I can.
Yep. Most of us don't want to.
Most of us don't give a fuck about it because the shit, the Titanic, why are you still talking about this motherfucking sunken ship? The bitch should have been brought up a long time ago if you wanted to bring it up.
And I don't want to get on nothing designed to sink anyway.
Well.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So anyway, I'm done. I got nothing else to add to this great show, B.
All right. That's what's good. So, again, I'm going to say for everybody who may be new listeners or whatever, the inside scoop, the inside talk is always on the text chain. You know, you want to get that whole shit in the text chain. Before we get out, I do want to say peace to Peter Johansson and D. Thor. Look,
ooh,
y'all
man.
Niggas, yo, y'all niggas agree to disagree and post them fucking records. That's my point.
They went on a biblical conversation.
Oh, I'm way out the way.
Just agree to disagree and post records.
Or take that shit over there.
Yeah, B. I don't know what's happening. I step in and look every now and then. I got in and hit T-Bear up, asked him about the Chicago thing. 20 cats got shot up.
Yeah. On Juneteenth or
like
some
Juneteenth
shit. I don't
celebration.
Know.
I was like, what the
we're going to end up going long. Let's get out of the
right,
show.
Shout out to the Mighty Grayskull crew, yo.
Indeed.
Each and every one of them.
All right, no doubt. Good night. Thank you for riding with us. Peace.
Peace. One.
Shotty rock body, more oddly. The godly got a bust glass in case of emergency. Hurry, please. Scriptures from the pharmacy. Left with a bottle of pills and plenty currency. The omen key. Door locked, frequencies gifted like a child. It's different inside the nursery. Got the pen. Got a pen writing mysteries. Place a G, taking degrees without a burst of speed. Hand me down histories. Change a couple of words that last throughout the centuries. Sending deeds, manuals for if you need help from the felt was dealt to make a nigga bleed. What's dough from a flow from a off the floor? Who's soft in the inner acting hardcore? Who swam and didn't make it back to shore? Is it you? You? Is it those? Strangers come around. Index be pointing, thumb up the joint, drop you like a coin flip. Heads to tail, who's deciding when the metal hit? I'ma fall through space, call me an endless pit. No kids of the impact within the script. General mind said they nasty, call them the shits. Pottery wits, craft swift with clay to grip. It's that chainsaw, pull cord and let it rip. Off with a limb, deep cuts from crates. Alpha vision, aura too, they say we great. Charge of a rugby tackle. You need a break? Shatter any man that's normal. You hear me, man? Bring bags of lemons, squeeze them for the women. Add a little sugar and water, we making lemonade. This is book reading together. You wanna turn the page and study how it sounds. Strangers come around. Around you.
Maybe.
Around them.
Black King, I turn stories that's nightmares to rap dreams. So poetic. athletic, damned if I'm not. Even when I'm stunting, them is plans that I jot. Shout out to my woman who helped plan while I plot. Learned self-discipline, some lost friends quite a lot. I couldn't go to the club and fuck with the hoes. I couldn't go to the drugs to numb me no more. Had to get back on my mind, the team need pitching. Ricky Vaughn, the glasses just needed fixing. Now I see a win in my view, and I prefer a team of hustlers over a crew. Now it's creme de la creme when I'm up in the stew. Blocking me shooting for the stars, I might up it on you. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it, oh, oh. Yo, we up. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it, oh, oh. Yo, we up. It's a tragedy cause we got it from the bottom. Face tough measures, fought them and we conquered. This one for the ones that stayed down for me. Yo, we up. You know, yeah, yeah. Yo, we up. I knew that I was destined. First. Before the money, got to count all the blessings. R.I.P. to all the great ones resting. Shout out to single mothers birthing those legends. Lift your head cause we up. The road to treasure, it ain't easy. The dreams, endeavors, they ain't measly. Gotta think big and out the box and manifest what you're speaking. Put it in the universe, it's easy. Pull you up, squeeze you. Lord knows you earned it. Won't stop until the carpets alpaca look like you permed. Key is pushed to stop. Remember when you had turned it. Hot combs on picture day through your hair, mama burned it. Now you looking like the shit, girl. Magna cum laude through all your prerequisites, girl. You equipped, girl. This for the kings and queens that fought on front lines, now you reign supreme. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it, oh, oh. Yo, we up. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it, oh, oh. Yo, we up. It's a treasure cause we got it from the bottom. Face tough measures, fought them and we conquered. This one for the ones that stayed down for me. Yo, we up. You know, yeah, yeah. Yo, we up. It's only one way to go and the course is up. It's for the naysayers, they ain't have remorse for us. Now we up and they wanna see what's happening. Oh, we show love even though that they was laughing. I know hands now in the air trying to touch the sky.
I just touch the sky.
SK and tight raw on the dog, turn my buses high. We up, time to touch the sky. Vibrations was ample, even when the whole world was in shambles. The drip stayed lit like I was twirling a candle. The spirits got low, but then they raised up. I thank God for the soldiers that made us, raised us with patience, and taught hard work in early years. They prepared us for the world we in. Went through quarantine diseases, resets to teach us. It's a whole world out there that need us. Nigga, we up. Wait, they call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it. Oh, oh, yo, we up. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. You know it. Oh, oh, yo, we up. It's tragic cause we got it from the bottom. Face tough measures, bottom and we conquer. This one for the ones that stay down for me. Yo, we up. Yeah, yeah. Yo, we up. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. I couldn't wait to call the team and scream, yo, we up. It's a treasure cause we got it from the bottom. For the ones that stay down for me. Yo, we up. Yo, we up.
Seasons change, mad things rearranged. Seasons change, mad things rearranged. Seasons change, mad things rearranged. Seasons change.
When I'm setting the vibe, like holding down, shifting, connecting my lines. I'm I'm like ice cubes hitting your drink. I stay cool, buzzing off the hype and refreshed with the views. Snooze and miss the brothers that are leaving the mark. See these cats claim sick, now they being discharged. Right to your jaw, on point, never a flaw. Stay sharp with the bars, still keeping it raw. It's abs. A paint cap, don't you ever forget that. Techniques from a madman, kick shit like I'm Van Damme. Clean like a wet nap, what would seem like a setback be fuel to my jetpack. Don't sleep, call it jet lag. My main motive is not to be blowing up, only to share music like when we was growing up. Provide a vibe and a sound to be holding up. Yup, styles upon styles and the flavor that's in my cup. Thought I was finished, listen, I'm just warming up. But now the blood's flowing, it's time that I turn it up. Let the water boil and wait till it bubble up. Now we cooking up some shit that'll be packing your ear with funk. In fact, wait, here it come, I'm done, no fear in none. Shit's heavy, weigh your tongue, but they don't hear me none. No, we're nearly done, aside of what we brung. No longer young and dumb, on point when I buckle up. That was my train of thought.
Come on, so point, fella.
Real quick, but also keep it fresh. It's Kid Abstract, yeah. Predominance, the Raw Rhythm Crew, Leo Lopez on the beats, Phoenix on the cuts. You know, we always on point. Peace.
And I'm always stuck in my myopic bubble. I live for the springin', I'm no spring chicken. I say what I'm feeling, I'm no slim pickings. I got a lot of tunes in for Vandal Los Angeles. Rock a lot of hats, I don't rock the Kangles. I've been around since the dilated work angles. Now I gotta get it, more albums and singles. Might see me rolling in my Burberry raincoat. Might see me drinking on some elderberry soda. Or down in Sarasota on relaxed smoke quota. Peace to BSM'n, shout out to Coda Crew. And all this time I'm still mocha. Rockin' in your headphones, you're sitting on your sofa. I get the cheeseburgers, I hit the dram taco. Quench your dram thirst like a sip of Super Socko. Oh, what's that and whatever, just rapping. I'm looking at the stars and the beats stay cracking. Restart, reset, restart, refresh, restart, reset, restart, refresh, restart, reset, restart, refresh. Restart, reset, restart, refresh. Release day's cooling, I wonder who got it. Could you start stuffing the ducats in my wallet? I rock a bucket hat like the Eric in the parish. Life's maraschino, most rappers garish. Whack raps are standard, I'm on another planet. The mocha universe is where you need to be, damn it. I know you're gonna love it if you understand it. It's fueled by the cool when the groove is like granite. Don't stop rocking, these rappers are the panic. Kareem's a mechanic, his fingers stay dirty. We're digging in the vinyl and I'm tickling the whirly. Here I have a Werther's, you can just suck it. Knock, knock, who's there? Mr. Mick Custard. I got the biscuits and the butter, I'm here to dig butter. Rap, what up? Yo, and I keep on flowing. You know I keep going, you know I keep showing you. Restart, reset, restart, refresh, restart. Reset, restart, refresh, restart, reset, restart, refresh, restart, reset, restart, refresh, refried beans.
out the motherfucking pack.
Right out the
but
pack.
Niggas don't know how to act.
Damn, son.
Put out the motherfucking pack.
Damn, son.
But niggas don't know how to act. Yo, NYC. You and I verse, seriously. Havoc you be, Queens niggas, so it seem to be. Monopolize, strategies of war, exercise, mega. Got word back for Noriega. The DA got video cassette taper. The guard with the guard, you now pulling a caper. Running up in the spot, mass and duct taper. Pig tie they motherfucking wrists to the ankles I've been through. Crime shit my niggas into. Peep the issue, situation like this, we sticking him too. JFK on our way to LA. Got links with big ass down in Santa Barbara. My crew do it the mob way every day. Crime pay, who wanna gun play? Thrill me, niggas kill me, grilling me. You wanna look, peep the 9 milli. Non dress, you know the drilly. Niggas suspect, weak links pose threats. I have yet to met challenger who go against my set. Gem stars razor sharp like Gillette, shaving closely on any character approach me. I let the streets get the best of me, infamy, my destiny. While cat burger laws trying to sneak deep the recipe. Inside my rap cookbook, paragraphs is gourmet. You pay about 5,000 a plate.
No doubt, kid, I hit them niggas like a bit. The prosecutor running up in your crib. Do your dirt, I do my dirt, or by my lonely. It's only me and the gap that's holding me. We got a lock beyond measure. Your click's under pressure. Escort you for your treasure, smack it with the undresser. Represent your click, go ahead, get that ass fit.
Floating in the river with your body wrapped in plastic.
Wanna be thug, get smack for back talking. QB represent, fuck that, it could happen. While you rapping, I'm busy trying to sneak the gat in. Contaminant, cut the party short while you jamming. We think smarter, reach harder. Got the 44 bodyguard or something you don't want to part of. If I was you, then I would do what I have to. But you ain't me. You hesitated, so I clapped you. Then stepped off casually, naturally me.
Niggas thinking shit sweet. I carry big heat, wavy hair, chip teeth. Up in this bitch deep, Queens murder clicks me. Yellow tape on black gates, Mediterranean. Projects is like Kuwait, I escape into zones. That's irregular, why debate on the phone? I'm solar cellular, Escobar 600. You just a crumb inside a world where the rich running. Curriculum of a mathologist. Deep throats, they try to swallow this. Anthropologists, dynasties are great knowledges. I preserve in my dome. Niggas' mics is full of silicone, spots blown. Gorilla ice on this killer's life. I put my word on it. Now you can sleep on a rock or swerve on it. Nas is menage a trois. On Mount Every Largest. We like a smooth fan, but rougher than how DeBarges. Catch a charge as a marksman, living heartless. Grab a cartridge, cock my shit on some mob shit. We mobbing, putting niggas in mausoleums. From Queens cross to Thraw's neck, heads bop, I see them.
For niggas don't know how to act. To all my niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas laying on their back. To all the niggas who bust gat.
Live nigga rap.
For niggas don't know how to act. To all my niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas on they back. To all the niggas who bust gat. For niggas don't know how to act. To all the niggas on the block slinging crack. Rest in peace to my niggas on they back. To all the niggas who bust gat.